Ilya Protopopov is fueling up at a U-stop station in Lincoln, Nebraska, on his way to the track.
Fueling up the truck and a couple of dirt bikes. Today we're going to go for a 91.
That's 91-octane unleaded gas with no ethanol.
I used to complain about $1.50 gas. Now it's over $4 for 91, so that's pretty steep.
On the same pump is another fuel, selling for under $3 a gallon. Mark Whitehead is with Whitehead Oil, the company that operates this U-stop.
Our E85 is all the way down to 259.9.
Especially in big corn states like Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois, E85 prices are the lowest at the pump. According to the crowdsourcing site E85prices.com, E85 averages 286 per gallon across the country. The catch is, it only works in flex fuel cars and trucks. Protopopov's truck and motorcycles wouldn't run on it. But Whitehead says enough cars do that he's already seen a difference in sales since prices fell earlier this summer.
In the first quarter of this year, we were at almost 4% of our total product sales were E85, and currently we are at about 5.5% of our total product sales, which is about a 50% jump.
That's the kind of trend oil companies need to see nationwide. E85 prices are down not because oil companies want to sell more ethanol, but because they have to. They're in a bind. People are driving less and using less gas. But a federal mandate requires they use more ethanol. Here's Bob Greco of the American Petroleum Institute.
It's an unrealistic mandate to blend more ethanol that can be used safely. It's not an issue with the ethanol itself. It's an issue with the mandate.
Most gas is already 10% ethanol, or E10. Auto manufacturers say that's as much as most cars should use. Greco says that's why Americans only use enough gas to consume 13.3 billion gallons of ethanol per year, 10% of the fuel supply. But this year, the government requires oil companies to use 13.8 billion gallons of corn-based ethanol, and that number is scheduled to keep rising. To meet their annual quota, oil companies have to buy credits from companies that sell E85. Between the cost of those credits and the cost of installing E85 gas pumps, Greco says any discount for E85 means everyone else pays a little more.
The cost of that E85 ends up being passed along to other gasoline purchasers.
What oil companies would really like is a drop in the mandate, something the Environmental Protection Agency says it will consider next year. But Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association says the mandate was designed to put pressure on oil companies to use more ethanol.
That's exactly how this program was intended to work and how it was intended to drive demand for these higher-level ethanol blends.
It remains to be seen whether E85 is a long-term answer. It takes the right car at the right place at the right price.
There's about 120,000 retail gas stations in the country. Somewhere around 3,000 of those can dispense E85.
That's Daryl Good, an ag economist at the University of Illinois. He says there are only about 15 million flex fuel cars and trucks on the road. That's 5 to 6% of all the vehicles in the U.S.
You know, they could use 4, 5, 6 billion gallons of E85.
That's more than enough to help oil companies meet the government mandate if the price is right. Good says to sell more E85, the price has to make up for a loss in miles per gallon. How much mileage you lose varies, but a gallon of E85 contains about 20% less energy than a gallon of gas. Those things are just now coming together at places like the U-Stop store in Lincoln, where Scott Kroner pulled in to fill up his flex fuel SUV.
I'm going to put in E85. Well, as you can see, it's almost a dollar a gallon less. So, I mean, over 20 gallons, you can do the math. It's a significant savings.
Like it or not, oil companies need that math to work in their favor. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.